Anything I'm speaking, monitoring statewide one.
KFA-DPZ, KFA-DPZ from NAWRO.
This is KFA-DPZ. Go ahead, Jim. How's it going today?
Hey, you got that, Cliff. I don't know if you got the word. Your radio might be beaking out over statewide one again, if you could check.
Yeah, copy that. Give me a second. NAWRO from KFA-DPZ. Yeah, I don't know how I got switched back on again. I just shut it back off.
Copy that. Appreciated. Gratitude to Sean for pointing it out. NAWRO, I'll be clear. Have a good one, Cliff.
You too, Jim. Thanks for letting me know. KFA-DPZ, current monitoring. RUH.
RUH.
RUH. K-A-R-U-H. N-A-W-R-O. How are you doing, Anthony?
Good. I was just trying to figure out what repeater I should be on. I'm headed north and just connected to the Frankenmuth repeater. So just trying to poke my way north and figure out what repeaters are near I-75.
Yeah, I copy that. Nice. I got you a good signal on the Frankenmuth. 0% loss. You're actually under 100. Very good signal. Let's see. Got the map out. Well, you got James Township coming up and Bay City, Pinconning. You got some options. So as you go up, I'm happy to, you know, help out. Just throw out your call and I'll try to listen. Turn up the volume a little. Pretty low. When you're first called out there. Back over to you.
Yeah, I'll just keep rolling through. And I'll try to remember to call out every now and again and see where I can hit. So hopefully you're having a good day, staying warm, and maybe we'll connect in a little bit.
Yeah, copy that. It's a deal, Anthony. Safe driving, and I'll be listening. NAWRO after you.
I'll give it about 20 minutes here, and as long as I remember and don't get too involved in my podcast, I'll call back out. I'll talk to you soon. K-A-R-U-H.
Understood. N-A-W-R-O, Richmond, clear for now.
K-E-A-R-U-H. K-E-A-R-U-H. N-A-V-Z-R.
R-U-H. Jim, you still out there?
K-E-A-R-U-H. N-A-V-Z-R.
How you doing?
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Tim.
Anthony, we got you on Pinconning Tower. 0% loss, really good signal, 66. Copy, N-A-W-R-O.
Good, Tim. Yeah, I'm at exit 180, or mile marker 182 on 75. So, and I just have, I'm just on an HT with a mag mount antenna on the roof, so pretty happy if you're getting that good of a signal.
Yeah, it's a good readable. The numbers on the board are really good. A little digitalization in actual copy, but perfectly readable. How far north are you going?
Going to Harbor Springs, so Harbor Springs, McCoskey area. Be getting off 75 at exit 310.
All right, I don't know if you looked at the map prior to this, but I'm not sure the next one up, it's going to be a little sparse. You might be able to hit Mayo 444.7, but then when you veer off Petoskey, there is a small tower there in Petoskey itself. PET is the code. Next one you're looking for might be MIO, Mayo.
Cool, yeah, I'll throw that over in a few minutes and see if I can get it. That's probably, I don't know, I'm probably 20, 30 miles from that. I think if I can remember approximately where Mayo is. And I'm not sure that I'll be able to hit that from 75. That'll be interesting to see.
Great.
Go ahead, Brian.
Thanks, Jim. Hey, Anthony, the Mayo tower is down. The MI-5 mile tower is not working. When I went up north last, it's cut out just north of Rose City, which was on 33, which, you know, you break off of 33. So before West Branch, you might lose it all, and then it'll be dead until you get up north. I don't know. You might be able to pick up the Hackleberg one.
Cool. How far did this one go? The Pinconning. Did you get up pretty far on 75?
Pinconning worked till just north of Rose City, which is off of M33. You know, it goes away from I-75 a bit, but just north of Rose City, it worked, and then it dropped out, and then everything was dead.
Oh, I'll see what I can figure out. It's just cool to be playing with it and see that I can get a couple of these off I-75.
Hey, copy that information direct there, Brian. I forgot about Mayo being down. So then, Anthony, you got, depends on exactly how you're going to be at, but you only have three choices then. It'd be the Hackleberg, like Brian said, H-A-K is the code. You got Levering up there as well. Petoskey, and what, like we talked about, I don't know the footprint on any of those three. I suspect the Hackleberg might be a bigger footprint, but not sure. You'll have to just have fun testing.
Yeah, I got a little ways to go. I got to stop in Gaylord, but I don't know that there's any coverage in Gaylord, and then maybe I'll be able to hit the Petoskey one from where I'm going in Harbor Springs. We'll see.
All right. Copy that. Safe travels again. Brian, over to you. I'm going to bow out for now, but we will be listening here. N-A-W-R-O. Go ahead, Brian.
Safe travels there, Anthony. You have safe travels up there, and give a call if you need any help. I'm sitting here working on taxes, so I'll be monitoring.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys. Have a good day, and I will see what I can do about checking back in a little while. J-E-8-R-U-H.
73 is N-8-B-Z-R monitoring.
Hey. Hey. W-A-F-U.
N-A-W-R-O. Afternoon, Sean. You know, Anthony's out here someplace. He's up north, and he was trying to test the repeaters here.
Yeah, I heard you and him talking about an hour ago or whatever. He was coming in at Pinconning Receiver, and he was getting up there north and was expecting to hit the dead zone between there and Mayo. Kind of heard a little bit of all that. I was busy working.
Yeah, I had forgotten about the Mayo being down, so there's a little bit of a dead zone with that. So, I don't know. I think you should get the Hackleberg. We're taking bets. Hackleberg or maybe Petoskey. Well, I guess he was headed to Petoskey, so he should obviously be able to get that one no matter what the footprint is.
Yeah, I think I heard somebody chimed in and said they were able to carry, they were able to hit that Pinconning receiver to about Rose City. And you're still a ways from Mayo at that point, Grayling. And if Mayo's out, then, they're going to have to get up their ways and start cutting west. But I don't know the way of the land up there. I just kind of, sort of. So. Oh, neat. He's having fun with it. He's seeing what will work. Good deal.
N-A-W-R-O. Yeah, it's pretty interesting how they got that spread out up there. But anyways, don't know what is happening there with Warren. I was wondering if it might have been the warming center, but I doubt it. I just happened to be working on that, so then naturally that pops in my mind. But who knows, right?
Well, it could be. Somebody's got something on their belt, and I heard it sounded like something getting carted around. So, somebody's moving trays of food or something around or something like that. Yeah, that's a possibility.
John's going to go tomorrow for an afternoon shift, I think, if they can find enough to actually keep it open. I could be mistaken, but I think they prefer radios to be kept in pockets and not displayed, so it doesn't look like any type of enforcement. But so that could have been it. But then again, I'm just taking a wild guess. who knows, it's stopped now, so.
That's where it'd be great to use your phone and dial in with, like, groundwater. You could have your Bluetooth headset to your phone, and you'd just be basically starting on your phone. So, but, yeah, good deal. We're going to be meeting the boys for breakfast in the morning, and then we're going to the Vintage Electronics Expo. And, there's going to be several of us all meeting up and going to that. And not sure when I'm going to get free for that area because I may have some stuff going on after. So there's that. That's why I said don't pencil me in.
Oh, yeah, no, you're clear on that one. I didn't realize the breakfast that Wally's doing for the 8th. Didn't even think about it. That's Super Bowl Sunday. But then again, it doesn't matter. It's morning, so we'll be clear then. Way in time. Speaking of phones, just came in on the front porch, my Cisco, with a sidecar, so once it warms up, I get that play tonight.
Yeah, all right, good deal. Where did you get it from? Did you get it from that local guy, or you can find another source?
Yeah, wherever Dave got his, the Troy place, I had it shipped, so.
Yeah, they're real good. It's really minty. It looks brand new. It's refurbished, but it looks brand new. Comes in a box and everything. Everything's all fresh and new, and so you can't go wrong. Did you get the button sidecar or the analog sidecar or the digital sidecar? The digital sidecar is significantly more expensive, and I debate whether it's more functional. Did I or did I lose you?
Once in a blue moon, I don't watch to make sure I'm actually transmitting. Yeah, I was going to say that, I think it's the analog for the sidecar, and it is in good shape, real good shape, but it's just really cold. The plastic is so cold, I didn't want to snap a little stand in or do any of that. I was just going to let it warm up first.
Probably not a bad idea. Yeah, so the analog sidecar is significantly more affordable than the digital one. And, you know, at first sight, you think, oh, the digital one, that's the way to go. But it isn't really, because on the analog one, you get, I think, 32, or is it 30?
All right, I could be wrong then, because I went in the other room while you were talking there, and I grabbed it. It's a vertical screen with all the buttons staggered on the right side and two buttons down below. Maybe this is the digital one. It's an SPA 500DS.
Yep, I do believe you got the digital ones. You definitely got the cool kid one. That's the one I have. That's one Holly's got. I got two of them. I've got one on my work and one on my home phone. And, they're cool. There's no question about it. It is the cool one. But I sometimes wonder if the analog one isn't a little bit more functional. But you'll like that one. That one's nice because, you just enter everything in and hit, accept, and boom, it's right in there. And I think it's got a thing where the button will at least indicate there's something going on the other page, it'll direct your eye so you can go over and say, oh, who's on the second page, that's lit up. So I think there's that. So at least, it gives you some visual clue something's going on the second page. All right, cool. I'll let you play with that. I just backed in the driveway here at home. I got a couple of trash cans in and then get in the house here and get comfortable and figure out what the evening's going to bring. Tim, thanks for driving with me. I'll talk to you in a bit. AWRO from WAFU. Happy yours.
Copy that, Sean. Thanks. Have a good day. WAFU from NAWRO. Now I'll be clear as well.
KEA, KJO, N8BZR. How you doing, Tom?
KPR test.
KMABZ. I caught you there, Phil. I heard you just fine. Thanks, Miss.
Are you H?
NAWRO Macomb County. Where are you at, Anthony?
North of Gaylord, and I am on the Mackinac repeater. So just left Gaylord, I'm probably at 283, 284.
NAPZR?
Ford, good signal, good numbers, but it's showing Hackleberg. Hackleberg repeater 442.0875.
Okay, I wonder if I programmed them incorrectly or they are on the same frequencies.
I show Mackinac levering on 444.624, and that should normally come in as an MAC. So Hackleberg, H-A-K, is different. There is also a Petoskey up there, though, P-E-T as well. All different actual frequencies.
Could also be, I have my radio on roaming. It could have roamed to where I need to be and not.
All right, we were interested in the answer to that question if you were roaming. John T. asked that question. I said, you know, I don't know. So, yeah, but the dashboard is definitely looking at as interpreting it as H-A-K. So, must be on that one is what I'd say, although I'm certainly no expert.
Cool. I think there was somebody else that was in there, and we've been talking. So, if the other person that keyed up is still there, go ahead.
K-E-8-S-C-R.
Hey, Mike. Good signal. Why don't you take a turn? Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, Tim. Hey, Anthony. I just jumped in the truck and heard you guys chatting. Heard Anthony's roaming up here, Gaylord, and his experience has been mine with roaming. The channel on the display is not always indicative of what exact repeater I am on, but I know I get into the network, so just wanted to throw that comment out there.
So now I got to do a little bit more research on how it works.
Yeah, I did do a sheet as well from the Central Michigan website of all the frequencies and, you know, what towers repeat, you know, the frequencies, because it's nice to group them together so you can tell. Like, for example, Detroit's an easy one. Detroit is 444.0s, but that's also Sault Ste. Marie. Makes sense. It's all the way up there, right? So, but, yeah, there's quite a few that do repeat. Over to Mike.
Yeah, and I've noticed with different brands of radio, and I've only programmed roaming into Motorola's and Hytera, or the Motorola, and it could be a setting I have turned off on it, only showed the talk group I was on, just showed 51, statewide one, and never showed me what repeater I was on. The Hytera will go between and show on the display what repeater it thinks it's on. If I were to reprogram this radio, knowing we have, I think it's 17 different pairs across all of the MI5 DMR repeaters, I just program it to show the frequency that I'm on for the roaming group specifically. What radio are you working with, Anthony?
8.78. And I just have all of the repeaters programmed in and have them in a scan group. So there's probably a way to do it similar to what you just explained, Mike, but it was not the way that I did it, at least initially.
Well, I tell you, I just pulled the list out of the paired frequencies, and I actually have a couple of standalones that aren't paired. We have, I should say, they have some triples as well. Like, for example, Burnside, Lowell, and Milan, all the same. Cass City, Hackleberg, Lansing. Obviously, they're separated by some miles on purpose. Quite an interesting setup all the way. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah, that is interesting. I've heard some folks chatting about that, and I didn't realize that when I was originally programming this radio up. If I redo the code plug, which I'm probably not going to, but if I ever had to start from scratch, I'd probably just take all the different repeating frequencies and throw those in to a single roaming group. Now, I'm not familiar at all with how the Anytone works with roaming. I've been looking at the 578 or the 878 just to have around. But the roaming on both the Motorola and my Hytera here in the truck have worked extremely well.
There's 16 frequencies. What I did is I put the three-letter distinguishator in and a slash and then the next one on the ones that are repeating, so it doesn't matter. Other than your alpha tag to the radio and the repeater, I don't care. But put it in the alpha tag so when you go around, you kind of got an idea where you're at. And as far as I know, Motorola is only the only one that did the true roaming. I would believe it because it's kind of a copy of the Motorola, but most of the other ones, it's not roaming. If you put them in a scan list, it's not considered roaming. FYI. Keep it up there.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate that. Go ahead, Anthony.
Caught the tail end of that, and I probably used the wrong terminology, but my radio says it is roaming. So, unless it's not true roaming on the Anytones, which I thought it was, I may have just used the wrong terms to explain what's happening with my radio. Over to you, Tim.
Yeah, for someone like me, because I don't travel that much, right? So the three alpha character designation for site ID, you know, I'll have DET in here for Detroit. If I do take a trip up north, I'll use DET for the Sioux. Yeah, no big deal. I'll know that, but I can see if you're not thinking about it, you know, maybe it gets confusing. Don't know. Over to Mike.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned that, Tim, because that's exactly what I did when I was programming this radio. Is I was just rolling through. I didn't even notice the pattern when I was rolling through the M, so I just threw every site in with their three-letter designator. But when I got to plugging a roaming or putting a roaming group together, I was limited to 16 or 17 frequencies in the roaming group on the Hytera. And that's when I took another look at the list and realized, hey, some of these repeat, and ended up narrowing down what was all listed in my roaming group.
Well, I'll jump back in. Yeah, just Googled it, and the 870, the 570 do roaming, according to Google, so I wasn't aware of that, but we did that specifically, use 16 frequencies, and we specifically reused them because of the roaming feature. That was intentional. Intentionally done that way. So be like Tom and drive across the state and never have to change frequencies or change channels. It automatically does it for you when you're in a roam. So some people don't understand the roam, but some people do, and, you know, Some of the radios don't do roam, so people put it in the scan, which roam actually picks the best signal on the repeater, where scan just picks the first one stops on. So kind of simple explanation. I don't know, stupid, go ahead and pick it up. Keep it up, if you are, Saginaw.
A lot of times, I probably, knowing that and realizing that, I should probably look at my code plug and make sure that everything is in there correctly to roam correctly, because it may only be partway roaming or roaming on the wrong stuff. So I'll look at my code plug later. maybe next week. Over to you, Tim.
Yeah, I like this. This is all good stuff. Jeff's giving us a teaser for his Zoom training next month at our meeting. That's great. Appreciate you doing that for us, too, Jeff. I'm going to bow out right now myself. I'll listen out to you guys. N-A-W-R-O. I will be clear, listening out. Go ahead, Mike.
All right. That's three Tim. Good chat with you as always. And Jeff, I appreciate the forethought with the roaming in the system. That is one of my favorite features of DMR, and I do tend to travel around the state quite a bit. So it's definitely appreciated. I've never programmed in any town for roaming. I've watched some YouTube videos on it. It seems way more involved than the Hytera or Motorola programming. Seems like there's a lot of settings you have to go through, but I don't know. There could be, from what I've seen online, one small thing off, and it doesn't necessarily work properly.
I'll have to look. Maybe I did my homework when I programmed this thing a year or two ago, and it's set up correctly, or I'm roaming by a happy accident. So I'll take a look and try to get a little deeper into it.
If you're, when you go to your roam list, if you're closer all the time to one repeater, you want to make sure you put that at the top of the list, because it goes to the top of the list and goes down, and as long as the threshold is met, it'll stop and it'll put you on that frequency. So you can be within two repeaters. If you prefer one, you know, like I said, you got to make sure you put that at the top of the list. Goes through the list, picks the longer threshold, you know, that's what you, doesn't always work 100% because some of the repeaters overlap, but it does seem to work fairly well. Also in the WHCMN, if you click on the, when you're on that list, if you click on the frequency at the top of the column, you can change it from the way it listed from the designator in alphabetical order to frequency. So the repeat frequency is very easy to see because you just click on that top of that column and it changes it all and, you know, puts all the frequencies together. And I'll chat you guys later. KBSWR.
Awesome. Appreciate all the info there. That's some great info, especially if I decide to go and change my code plug up. I'm going to jump out of here as well. Anthony, you travel safe, and I'm sure we'll catch you on here again. J-E-8-F-C-R.
I mean, it was great talking to everyone this evening. I will catch up with everybody later. I think I'll be on my way back home tomorrow evening, and we'll probably call out then. So everybody have a great night. Stay safe. KD8RUH. 73.
KD8RUH. NABZR. KD8RUH. NABZR.
And are you hearing me? Or did I hit the end of my rope?
Nope. I hear you just fine. I can hear you just fine, Anthony. You sound like a million bucks. I was just curious, how do you do the roaming? I've got this DM32 radio, and I know it can do roaming. But what do you do? There's a list, a roaming list. You just throw the repeaters in there, and that's it, or what? Over.
You know, I would love to tell you I knew off the top of my head, but I don't remember how I programmed it incorrectly. I have to look at it, and if I remember correctly, when we were at the ARPS meeting the other day, they were talking about how that DM32 doesn't have true roaming. I don't understand what that means, but I think the Motorola Hytera, and from what I understand, the Anytone does. So I don't really know what that means, but probably be able to figure that out in a few weeks. Explain everything about DMR.
Yeah, I'm losing you. You're breaking up a little bit now. Yeah, I'm going to try that then. I'm going to look into that roaming next trip up north. I'm going to try it out, and I'll be talking to you guys to see how it works, or...
Good. I'll let you go if I'm breaking up a little bit. It's KE8RUH, and I'll be clear on your final.
That last transmission was perfect. It was perfect. Okay, yeah, we'll still be listening. This is N8BZR. We're on the side listening. 73, Anthony.
Yeah, please don't say on the side. That brings that CB lingo over and just doesn't sound good. So, thank you. Keep it up, sugar.
TBA-SWR, yeah, sorry about that, because we're driving and bouncing around in the truck. Yeah, this is N8DZR, we're listening.
KE8LAX, statewide one.
KE8RUH, KE8 Romeo Umbrella Hotel, this is N8DZR.